fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
A recent report published by the Department of Health Western Australia has highlighted the significant cost and burden of overweight and obesity in our state. In 2018, 70% of West Australians were obese or overweight. To talk to us about why this is such a significant issue, we welcome Dr. Gina Ambrosini, public health nutritionist from the Department of Health Chronic Disease Prevention Team. Welcome to Fitter Happier and thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Good morning.
Firstly, let's talk a little bit about how body weight is classified. What's the measure of working out someone's healthy weight and how accurate this is?
Okay, so most commonly we use body mass index or BMI to classify body weight. So that's a measure of a person's weight relative to their height. And in adults, if you have a BMI of 25 or more, it indicates that you're above a healthy weight. So in our recent report on the cost of obesity, we refer to this as having excess body mass. And so when you have excess body mass, typically you have excess body fatness, and that's what can lead to chronic disease. For the vast majority of people, BMI is a valid measure for classifying weight, and we know that numerous studies have shown a strong relationship between BMI and body fatness that's been measured using a much more accurate method. So it's a universal method that we do rely on, as do most countries, to monitor overweight and obesity in the population.
All right, now let's talk about the report that I mentioned just previously, and it outlines the cost of obesity in Western Australia. Can you tell us what that means and how a cost is calculated towards obesity?
So in this report, we analysed all of the admissions to WA hospitals in 2016 and all of the conditions that people went to hospital for. And we looked at hospitalisations for adults and for children. And then we calculated how many of these hospitalisations were due to health conditions where excess body mass is a proven risk factor. And we looked at 36 of these so-called linked diseases. And that includes conditions such as several different types of cancer, like colon and breast cancer, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, asthma. And so hospitalisations for each of these conditions costs different amounts. We found that of the 1.1 million hospitalisations in WA in 2016, 9.3% of those could be attributed to excess body mass. So this means that nearly 10% of hospitalisations in WA could have been avoided if we were to eliminate excess body mass or overweight and obesity in WA. So we looked at the cost of each hospital admission that was linked with excess body mass, and we calculated that hospitalisations due to excess body mass cost the hospital system almost $340 million in 2016. And it's really important to note that this is just the cost of people who are being directly admitted to hospital, so it doesn't include the cost of emergency presentations, the conditions like heart disease and diabetes. It doesn't include the cost of rehabilitation or medicine, and importantly, it doesn't include the personal costs to individuals due to disability and also the cost to the community.
Wow, that's a lot of, that is a lot of money, and I guess it's something that a lot of people may be affected with, not necessarily themselves, but within their family. Let's now head to things that we should be concerned about, or costs that you mentioned that people may incur out of the public health system, and what's being spent, or what individual people having to spend on that compared to other diseases?
We didn't look at the cost to individuals. I mean, that's a that's a really important area. It's very complicated to analyse though. So the costs, some of the costs are things like, you know, when people need to take time off work due to illness that's related to excess body mass, then that can lose income. That also has knock-on effects to productivity in WA and so on. The other important thing that we did find in this report was that if the rates of obesity and overweight in WA continue to increase, we're going to see even greater costs building up and spiralling in future. So we predicted that in 10 years' time, or by 2026, the number of hospitalisations due to excess body mass will grow by 54%, and the costs will increase by 80% to around $610 million. And the important thing, I guess, to say is that for the majority of people, excess body mass is preventable. And so that means a lot of chronic disease is preventable, and those chronic diseases that we looked at in this report.
On Fit and Happier right now, we're talking to Dr. Gina Ambrosini. She is from the Department of Health WA, Principal Policy Officer for Chronic Disease Prevention. Now, Gina, let's talk about solutions. And what do you think we require as a state, as individuals, to help overcome these and to help people manage their weight?
Look, it's a challenge for most of us. I mean, we know from the stats that only about 30% of Western Australian adults are actually a healthy weight. So clearly, maintaining a healthy weight is a challenge for most of us. And yes, there are things we can do as individuals, of course, but experts also agree that a lot of this is due to our unhealthy environments, the world that we live in. Our environments are saturated with easily obtainable, cheap, fast, discretionary foods, and foods that 20 years ago we would have only eaten on special occasions. And we're now accustomed to having these, you know, fast food, sugary drinks anytime and anywhere, and we're bombarded with messaging to tell us to consume these products. So we're also time poor. You know, often cooking a meal is doesn't rate highly when we get home after a long day at work and juggling kids and so on. And healthy fast food is really hard to find as well. So there does need to be a cultural change, but we also need to reset our food environment so that we can make it easier for people to make a healthy choice.
Let's talk about people who may be concerned about their weight and are looking to take action. Where should they start?
People who are concerned about their weight can take the first steps by having a conversation with their GP. Their GP or another professional in their practice can help them manage their weight, or they could refer them to see another health professional like a dietitian that specialises in weight management.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Doctor. Just one last quick question for you. Where can people go to get more information if they do so choose?
Good question. So Department of Health funds the Live Lighter campaign, which is a healthy lifestyle program that aims to help people make healthy changes to eat well, be physically active, and maintain their healthy weight. So livelighter.com.au is a great place to start for resources and tips.
Dr. Ambrosini, thank you so much for your time this morning on Fitter Happier.
You're welcome.
We were just talking there to public health nutritionist, Principal Policy Officer of Chronic Disease Prevention at the Department of Health. Huge shout-outs to Dr. Ambrosini for that one.